I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Why do politicians ever make reference to effing Hitler? I mean, why? You know, if Donald Trump is in a meeting at the White House and there are other people there, why would you say anything? Or if you're, you know, you're with other people, you know, outside of the White House, why would you ever make a comment, a positive comment about Hitler? You know, we've all had friends who turn into our enemies. Why would you think that everybody around you at that moment is going to be your friend forever? So Donald Trump fires John Kelly, General John Kelly, as his chief of staff, because General Kelly is not, you know, following the orders. Because the orders are against the law. It's against the rules of, you know, government of the United States. So he's not following all the rules. So he gets fired. So John Kelly has been very vocal about Donald Trump. And some of you might argue, well, he got fired, so he's just a disgruntled employee. You know, you can say that and believe that if you want. But John Kelly's a credible person. And Fox News never, as much as they were trying to get around it today, trying to get around this comment in the story in The Atlantic, that Donald Trump said, why can't he have generals like Hitler? Once again, showing respect for Hitler. I mean, what good did Hitler do? You know, that was a question asked on CNN. What's positive about Hitler? And instead of rounding up the Jews, if Donald Trump really admires Hitler, if he wants to be like Hitler, who would he round up? The Democrats? You know, he's referring to the Democrats as the enemy within, not just domestic terrorists, but Democrats as the enemy within. So who would he round up? I don't know. I mean, this is, you know, scary stuff in my opinion. So I don't know. What's the spin on Donald Trump saying he'd like to have generals like Hitler? You know, if you're a good boss, you respect people who respectfully disagree with you, but basically tell you to do the right thing. And I don't know how many of you are in a position to reject something that your boss says. If your boss told you to do something that was illegal, would you do it? If your boss told you to do something that you knew you were not supposed to do, maybe something that was even against company policy. I mean, I've worked for bosses. I've never been involved in the decision process, but I have worked for bosses who have made mistakes in their decisions. They have actually gone against company policy. And I've worked for bosses that have actually borderline broken FCC regulations. Now, it hasn't been my job. They weren't, you know, directing me to do it. So I wasn't in a position to say, no, I'm not going to do that. But would you do something your boss told you to do if it was illegal? I mean, some of you are in a position to where you would have to because you need the job. So it's kind of scary. It's a tough situation. But John Kelly wouldn't do certain things, so he got fired. So Donald Trump apparently says he wants generals like Hitler. And Fox News is trying to say, well, this is politically planned. It's a political strategy. It's a political distraction. Well, of course it is. I mean, everything that happens now is politically based. Everything is politically motivated. And there's no doubt that John Kelly is politically motivated to say this about Donald Trump. So if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jugglers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Ian Hoke with some of your early text messages.
Sal is listening today. And he says, Scoot, just to show you how little Trump knows about history, Hitler's generals plotted to blow him up.
Well, you know, I don't know German history.
Three times, if
degree.
I recall.
But at some point, he had to find generals around him. I'm sure he got rid of those. At some point, he had to find generals around him who would do what he wanted them to do.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, I do not like Rudy Giuliani, but I think the amount of money that those two people are getting is totally ridiculous. They wouldn't have made that money in their lifetime.
Well, I guess you could make that argument. I think they sued for $148 million. So I don't know. Look, it's a lot has to do with what you have. You know, if you defame somebody and you have a lot of money, you know, you're going to be asked to pay a lot of money. Because if you defame somebody, it should hurt you. You shouldn't be able to just, oh, I'll give them $1 million if you're like a multimillionaire. I mean, that's not fair. So it should hurt. In fact, Rudy Giuliani may even have to give up his Palm, I think it's a Palm Beach home in Florida, Palm Beach home in Florida. He may have to give that up too. But these two people in Georgia, they're getting the $6 million penthouse from Rudy Giuliani because Giuliani was so stupid that he went on this campaign and went to courts to try to prove Donald Trump was the winner of the 2020 election, and he wasn't. And in the process, he defamed two people, and now the guy's paying.
Here's a text that says, Trump is a raging narcissist who at this point has been untouchable. He can say and do whatever he wants, and 60 or 70 million people will still vote for him. I'm patiently waiting on people to call in and defend Hitler.
Well, you know, we give him the opportunity. I mean, what do you think is the spin on Donald Trump saying that he wants generals like Hitler? And he seems to have this intrinsic respect for dictators. I don't think that's a healthy thing for a president of the United States. I don't want the president of the United States to have a healthy respect for dictators, because there's always the chance that somebody might try to become a dictator in the United States. I don't think it's going to happen, but they might try, and it might get messy in the process of dethroning them.
Here's a text that says, Scoot, I just heard you refer to that Atlantic article. I read it today, and it is chock full of horrendous comments from Trump. Lots that show utter disrespect for the military. Read it all. It's frightening.
Well, and just Donald Trump, look, if you're a veteran, I mean, how do you spin this? He called veterans suckers and losers, especially those who die. Donald Trump, the character of the man, got out of the draft. He was drafted. He got out of it with bone spurs, which was a known thing back in the 60s to use as a cop-out to get out of the military. Donald Trump escaped by cheating and getting out of the draft and not going to Vietnam. I would think that Donald Trump would have deep respect for veterans, but he calls them suckers and losers. And again, John McCain was a prisoner of war and said he didn't have respect for John McCain, essentially saying he didn't have respect for John McCain because John McCain got caught. And a real good soldier wouldn't have gotten caught. I guess Donald Trump knows a lot about being a good soldier.
Thank you for connecting the dots there, right? Just like we've been saying lately, you know, people say, oh, well, the suckers and losers things, that came from John Kelly. He told reporters that Trump said that at the cemetery. Okay, if you look at that in a vacuum and you don't trust John Kelly, then we're at the end of the road there. But if you zoom out and again, connect the dots and look at what else Donald Trump has very publicly had to say about how he feels about veterans and wounded veterans in particular, yeah, it starts to paint a pretty clear picture.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.